The 2020 election is certainly historic for a lot of reasons, including much of America likely didn't get a lot of sleep last night. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined by someone who's been up and working for probably close to 24 hours himself, Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombewski. And you have 100% of the vote counted, though, in Washtenaw County.
We do, yes. We reported out our remaining election results around 3:30 in the morning.
And what was the vote total?
The total number of ballots cast is 217,813, which is certainly a record number of ballots cast here in Washtenaw County. That amounts to 68.35% voter turnout.
Is that a record, too?
That percentage is probably not a record, but again, you know, the total number of ballots cast certainly is.
And how did it all go? Did it work smoothly for you in Washtenaw County?
You know, things went very smoothly. Under the circumstances, of course, you know, we're running an election here. You know, the one of the most significant elections in anyone's career in the election administration world amidst the pandemic. And these were trying times to try to administer an election under the best of circumstances. And these circumstances have been more difficult. So, yes, the election went very smoothly. And I'm very proud of the work that was done by local election administrators, city and township clerks, poll workers, everyone that's contributed to making this a successful election.
And you also had some significant changes in how the election happened with absentee ballots. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we saw a dramatic shift from in-person voting to absentee voting, which was necessitated, really, by the public health crisis that we're existing in right now. Absentee voting is, of course, the safest way to cast a ballot right now. It's convenient. It's secure. And what we saw was an absolutely record-smashing number of absentee ballots issued this election. City and township clerks issued 168,000 absent voter ballots and received back 97% of those ballots, about 163,494.
How did that impact your totaling up the vote?
Well, it certainly took a little bit longer to process absentee ballots because they are more labor-intensive. It takes a team of election inspectors or poll workers, as they're informally known, to look at the ballot return envelope, make sure that the signature is there from the voter, make sure that the city or township clerk has verified that signature, open the ballot return envelope, compare the stub number to the list of voters to ensure that that number is accurate and matches what was issued by the clerk before it's ultimately, you know, set aside and then tabulated. So all of that adds up to more work. And again, with a record number of absent voter ballots issued and counted this election, that did mean that we were counting ballots a little bit later than we would normally. However, I would point out that that we have, you know, generally reported election results, you know, at 100% of those results, usually around this time. So it took us a little bit longer to report a bulk of election results, and that would be mainly the absentee votes that were cast in the city of Ann Arbor this election. However, we're usually reporting election results until about 3 o'clock in the morning. That's just how things tend to go.
And what happens if any votes come in through the mail at this point after Election Day?
Well, at this point, it would be too late to count them. The legal deadline for an absent voter ballot to reach a city or township clerk to be counted is 8 p.m. on Election Day.
And there were some concerns about safety and security, and everything went smoothly. No problems around the county?
That's correct. Yeah, I did not hear of any incidents of violence or intimidation or any of the things that we were certainly, you know, planning for. We weren't expecting, but we were planning for, and we were certainly ready. We had a great partnership, as we always do, with the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies here in Washtenaw County. And folks are ready, but I'm very happy to report that we did not have any incidents that really warranted that sort of, you know, law enforcement response.
I know this is a lot to ask of someone who's been working 24 hours and tallying up a major historic election. Let's go over a few of the things, though. The entire Democratic Party won in Washtenaw County, is that correct?
As far as the countywide officers and county commissioners, that is true.
Looks like every ballot proposal in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti was also approved.
Yep, that's correct.
Every single one.
Every single one.
And Gretchen Driscoll, 7th District Congresswoman 1 in Washtenaw County.
Correct, in Washtenaw County, yes.
Debbie Dingell as well, 12th District Congresswoman.
Correct.
Ann Arbor School Board, can you tell us the winners there?
In the Ann Arbor School District, Crystal Dupree, Jeff Gaynor, and Ernesto Carihero all won election.
Was there a really close election? Any other one that we should be talking about real quickly now?
Well, we did see some close results in a couple of Dexter Township races, one of which, the supervisor race, was decided by 50 votes.
Wow.
That's certainly, it's a close margin, although, you know, even though it seems very close, it's not what we would consider in the, you know, election administration world a true nail-biter. Usually those are down to the single-digit margin, but certainly it was close.
Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Gołębiewski, get some sleep. Thank you so much for sharing all this information and keeping our listeners so well informed.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.